What's good, y'all? It's your girl, Ray.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Q.
And we are
the Goddess Babes. Welcome to the Goddess Babes Sip and Spill Podcast,
where we deep sea dive into raw, unfiltered heart-to-hearts between two best friends.
Gang, gang.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's gonna get wet, y'all.
It's gonna get wet.
What's up, Goddess Gang? It's your girl, Q.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Ray.
And today's spill is going to be honesty and friendship.
So how open can you be with your friends, and how open do you expect them to be with you?
So sit back, grab your glasses, your tea, your coffee, your water.
It's going to get wet. All right, y'all. Welcome back. Last episode, we talked about shit.
What did we talk about? The last one was friendship breakups. Yes. Knowing when it's time to break up. Do you feel guilty when you break up?
We gave y'all a twofer. Mm-hmm. So you had two parts to that. This time we wanted to talk about the open and honesty in a friendship. So since I'm already talking, I'll go ahead and go. I will always be pretty much transparent and honest and open. I really don't care. I don't care about feeling judged or being judged or none of that shit. I don't necessarily expect the same. They could be as open or as close as they want to be. Just know that it may make you uncomfortable because I am so open. And mm-hmm. I've actually have had, I wouldn't say issues with that, but it has been conflicting in certain relationships that mm-hmm. I've been a part of because, honesty isn't comfortable for everybody. It like openness is not that comfortable. So, mm-hmm. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, because it's a level of vulnerability. I think I'm pretty open and honest. I mean, I'm pretty much a take me as I am type person. You're either going to love me or you're going to hate me. I don't think there's really an in between with me.
No.
And I think it absolutely is comfort. But I feel like those that I really call a friend, I'm completely open and honest with. And I don't expect, because everybody's vulnerability levels are mm-hmm. different, but I would hope that people that I consider friends would be just as comfortable being who they are right. with me as I am with them.
So let's talk comfort. What does that mean? So let's give some examples. So how much do you want to know about their sex life? Like, is there some shit that you just don't want to know? It's mm-hmm. like, keep that to yourself. That's too much.
I don't care. Whatever you feel comfortable telling me, whatever you want to tell me, you feel comfortable telling me is what it is. Because I'm not a person that is judgy. I don't judge. I don't. Right. Everybody to each their own. I don't have a problem. If you don't have a problem, you like it. I love it. It's not me.
Yeah. Because
you know what I'm saying? That don't have nothing to do with me. That's you. So as open and as honest as you want to be is as open and honest as you want to be. And I'll take it.
Yeah. Same. I feel the same. Now, I guess I am also a curious person. I'm not going to say nosy.
She's nosy.
No, but I say curious because it's deeper than that, right? Like, I don't just gotta know. I need to know. I want to know. I want to know because I'm intrigued always by yeah. other people's experiences.
You do like to dissect everything.
So, yeah, I just like to just break it all down. Mm-hmm. So nosy surface, but like mm-hmm. deep down, I'm just curious. So I may not be offended if you don't want to tell me more, but at the same time I will inquire, and that's still right. I'm not gonna be like, well, wow, I thought we were better than that, you should be able to tell me like mm-hmm. that you fucked mm-hmm. that nigga, you know, like nothing yeah. like that. But I don't have a problem with wanting to know more, not just because I want to know your business, but just because I'm like curious as to what and makes you and why and how. Like, I just,
that's a good point, because some people would totally be offended. Like, I tell you everything. You acting like you can't tell mm-hmm. me this one little thing or whatever. But again, it just goes to that person's level of correct. Comfort. It doesn't mean that they don't trust you or they don't value a friendship.
Sometimes it do.
Sometimes it can, because what they say, a listening ear can be a running mm-hmm. mouth. So sometimes it is, but sometimes some people just haven't had that open line, maybe right. within family or other mm-hmm. relationships. Exactly. They felt judged, or they just haven't felt
especially
like they
with
can,
sex.
You know.
Especially when it comes down to sex is a touchy certain subject. Feelings and emotions. Because again, touchy. That vulnerability, you're opening yourself up to mm-hmm. and becoming susceptible to getting hurt or judged about right. something that's your true feelings, right?
Right.
Or especially with sex, or your true desires. It's like, now mm-hmm. they think you a big ass nasty motherfucker, which I don't care.
Freak flag flying high.
I love to let my freak flag fly. But at the same time, I mean, there's probably some things that I'd, you know, want to be a little bit reserved about.
Like what, nigga?
I don't have it.
What?
Right, like, out the top of my head.
Give me an example right now.
Okay, like if I get a partner who doesn't feel that comfortable with, you know, people knowing certain things. I have to respect that.
That's true. So how would you maneuver that, though? Right. So how would you maneuver
whatever
that,
part
though?
He plays in, I would keep that shit to myself somehow. But, yeah, that's something that I'd have to cross that bridge when I get there because I haven't experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, like, I have to be respectful for my partner or my friend or whomever, you know, because I can't just sit here and tell you all my friend's sexual business and you couldn't just tell me all your friend's sexual business that aren't mutual friends between the two of us who shared things. Because you have to respect that relationship and that friendship boundary, because that's their business. If they want to tell me, they can tell me. But so, yeah, that would be my example. That's about all I got for now. That's about all that I'd have reservations about
y'all,
sharing.
Y'all, she pulled that one. She was trying to come up with something.
Because that's really, because I, at the end of the day, if I tell you something, I trust you. Okay, and you fucked that up. That's you.
Right.
You live with that, not me. I was open. I was honest. Can I sit and say, like, oh, maybe that was my mistake? Yeah. But yeah, I was just being myself. And in the world that we live in today, especially, that's hard as fuck.
Absolutely.
To be you and to be okay with and comfortable being you.
Absolutely.
So if I show you that and I'm open with you and you take that shit and you abuse that, then that's on you. You live with that and you deal with it.
Correct.
I'm going to still be me. Get into the next friendship, relationship, whatever it is, and continue to be open and honest. Now, maybe I'll take more time or maybe I'll feel that person out and maybe try not to give them the benefit of the doubt over and over again. So I'll learn something, but it's still not going to shut me down and prevent me from being authentically myself.
Who you are, right.
Yeah, so I can't be afraid of somebody shutting me down or out because of my honesty.
Now, have you encountered or can you think of a time you may have encountered a friendship where you may have felt that you needed to be a little more reserved, whether it be maybe you didn't trust them as much or maybe you felt somewhat judged with some of the things you said, so it caused you to kind of not change who you are, but just maybe be a little more reserved with some of the stuff you would say to this person or this person?
Yeah, absolutely. Mostly work scenarios, I would say, is probably when I learned that. Again, I am definitely a learn the hard way type of person because I'm just going in it, open and out. Like, I'm just going in it, like, I trust you until
you
give me a reason.
Take me.
And love me. Be my friend. Like, no. But, yeah, I'm just going in it, open and honest. I don't feel like I have anything to hide or a reason to lie about anything. But I do understand how somebody can take that and, you know, like I said, abuse it or play you, put your business out there.
Or they could be put off by your honesty because they have their own issues and they aren't comfortable within themselves.
Yeah, that wouldn't be one of my reasons to be reserved because that's a you problem. But on my own end, like I said, just because you be too open and honest, next thing you know, your damn boss knows some shit that they ain't supposed to know or your coworker knows, you know. So yeah, that is probably one thing that based on the experiences that I've had, I would say I need to work on, and I will continue to work on that. But like I said, it's hard when you just naturally open, and it's not to say that nobody's ever like played me or I've never been hurt before, but I mean, you can't break a thug, nigga.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying, baby? You want to talk back?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
But I'm not saying you can't break me, but even if I get broke a little bit, I'm bouncing back. Like, I'm right back up.
It's legit you. That's who you are.
I don't hold
though.
On to that shit. So yeah, I'll be upset. I'll be offended. Again, like we've said before, you'll even be offended when I'm not sometimes. Yeah. But I just get over shit. Like, I really do. So yeah. So have you been in a situation where you felt like you had to be more reserved and not as open and honest with someone?
Nope. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. No, I'm twin.
So I was about to say, what?
No. Honestly, not so much. Maybe reserved. But I think that comes with not necessarily.
Opinions.
Not necessarily who I am, like I feel. But I've learned in dealing with other people and other personalities. I'm a very straightforward, like, shooter straight, no chaser. I can be blunt. And it's sometimes it's taken as mean or rude. And it's no malice behind what I'm saying. I don't intend to hurt anybody's feelings. But I've learned that it can sometimes.
First of all, that's not true. Sometimes there is
don't mean to hurt
nobody. She literally
talks
about how her mouth is a weapon.
It can be bad, but
and she uses specific phrases when she when she says it. Now she don't want to tell y'all what she be saying, but she says it.
It could be bad. I could be bad with it. I can. So but
she wants to hurt you with
in friendships, I don't. That's never my intention. In a friendship, that's never my intention. So I've learned to be reserved, as in you take each person how they come, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to learn how you can talk to people.
Correct.
Because, you know, the way I talk to you may not be the way I talk to this one. Mm-hmm. You'll understand differently than they understand it. So in that regard, as far as reserved, I've learned. Sometimes you may not sugarcoat it, because I can't like lie or sugarcoat, but I can ease maybe into something I'm saying, as opposed to just word vomiting, just spitting it out. Mm-hmm. So in that regard, I've learned. But as far as what I'm comfortable telling other people, no, I'm just me. It's just, yeah, because it's I guess you could be offended by something I say, but it's about me. I don't. You know what I mean? Like, right. I guess you could take it some type of way if I said something. But if it's me and my business, I don't know why it would offend someone else. But I guess those are times. I mean, I guess it could happen. I don't know. But yeah, the only time I would feel like I need to be reserved is just maybe in the things I say, the way I may phrase or word things, when other people's feelings are involved or concerned.
Yeah, so I didn't really touch on offending anyone. I was more so talking about being reserved just as who I am, because people knowing who I am.
Yeah.
And running with that shit. But I didn't even talk. I got thoughts on my mind. Ho ass bitches. Where y'all at?
Oh, where the hoes?
Where the hoes? Where the hoes at? but yeah, so no, I don't even. That's not true. Sometimes I am reserved and try not to be offensive, but I feel like I'm so misunderstood, and I ain't trying to be basic, but like I am, because when I be saying shit, I don't mean. Like, I don't be meaning what people be thinking. So, obviously, there's, like,
you think you misunderstood in a bad way? A good way? Just
I don't give a fuck.
It just could be confusion.
They just be confused. And sometimes it could be my delivery or the wording, phrases. I don't know. But people be taking shit the wrong way sometimes. And I be like, how
you get that from this?
From what I said.
Yeah.
But it happens so frequently, and it across all my circles, so it's not like it could be like it's every person. It's like obviously the way I communicate, and so like I said, I don't be meaning to be offensive about anything. I mean, you'll know when I'm trying to be fucking offensive. Like you're gonna know. There's not gonna be any question. You gonna fucking know what I mean. So if I didn't,
if I'm not attacking you,
or if we're not having some type of situation that would result in that, then that's not what I'm doing, right?
Right.
So, but yeah, when you started speaking about being reserved so as to not offend anyone or whatever, I'm like, well, shit, no, because I try not to cuss around like the elderly, and I try to be respectful in those regards, not to be like, I'm fake, I'm not being true to myself. No, I'm just respecting other people and their potential boundaries. In recent moments, I have crossed certain lines and boundaries that wouldn't be acceptable if someone else were to do them to me. I own that. But so I have my moments. So let's just say that. But I don't intentionally do it, like we said, with malice or with ill intent or anything like that. I'm just a friendly, open person.
Yes.
And sometimes that can be
misconstrued.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And also I'm honest and don't have much of a filter. So I say fucking shit a lot, and I talk with emphasis and what I call passion. A lot of times my hype, you know, just into the conversation.
And you talk with your hands a lot.
And I talk with my hands. I'm holding them right now. But my shoulders is fucking bouncing.
They bouncing. Like, she over here banking.
because I do. I talk with my hands, and I talk, like I said, with
such emphasis. She's very animated. Very
passion
animated.
When I speak. Yes. So it's one of my favorite things to do, right?
Yes.
So yeah, that can be taken the wrong way a lot. And once you know me, you see that, that's just how I talk. That's just how I am. But I wouldn't have said that I was aware of that being, you know, how that can be putting off to someone when you're having a conversation that they don't really know you. I wouldn't have been aware of that to keep that to myself. You know,
type of thing.
So, cause I just be me.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see like, oh shit, like they don't know you. And somebody's like looking across the room, you having a conversation, you could be talking about playing with balls. You could be talking about anything because that's how I talk. But like they would not know, and they're like, "Why is she so upset? Like,
right.
What is happening?" You know. So,
yeah. I think it's definitely a part of it is absolutely interpretation and how people perceive things and how they take it. But and I guess just like I said, just learning, because before, and I think I think it's coming with age. Because before, I I'm just saying, y'all. You know, as you get older, you mature, you think about things differently. They hit differently. Because before, I could honestly say, I would just say what I said. And that's what I said, and that's how I meant it. Yeah. But you can't do that. You can't always be that way. You can still say what you say.
Cancel culture and hurt ass feelings.
And I think that people... Okay, guys.
This sounds like an open, honest moment, so...
I'm just going to... that we look to be... We as in just everybody. I'm speaking in general terms. Just as people, as humans. I think sometimes we look to be... like our feelings are hurt. We look to be offended. We look for things to, you know, I don't feel like everything has to be a cancel. I don't feel like everything has to, you have to be offended by everything.
Right.
I think that you have to know and pick and choose your battles. I don't think that we have to go into everything being offended and feeling like, how dare you? Everything is not meant and to be taken literal. Sometimes people use things as an example. Sometimes people are just referencing things, and I feel like sometimes we're looking for these things, we're looking for those triggers, we're looking to maneuver through what you're saying and zone in on that one thing and be like, you talking to me? I'm offended. Like, how could you, you know?
Right.
So, and I feel like it's something that we have to be mindful of. But right now, the way the world and society is, everybody's offended or hurt by everything.
But the
just
fucked
about
the thing about it is these the same people that want to know your business. They want to know your the ins and outs of your life until they don't.
Until
some real shit that you did 15 years ago when you was high, when you was drunk, or when you was stupid, whatever the fuck it was. Not to excuse anything, but like people
but
do
you
shit,
grow, you learn,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, people do stupid shit all the fucking time, and as you get older, like you said, you're supposed to mature, become wiser, learn from your mistakes and shit like that. One mistake for one person can take them, shit, I learned my lesson. That was good enough for me.
Correct.
And another person, it could take them years.
It could take a couple.
Lessons. Long to learn what you need to learn. Everybody is at a different pace. So, I mean, like racism and sexual abuse and all that type of shit. No, you can't. I mean, some shit is really hard to excuse regardless of what place you're in. But everybody's not going to be in a good mental state. As a matter of fact, the majority of us probably aren't in a good mental state. Not good enough to where you can actually look down on somebody else because of something they did in one of their poorer mental states. You don't know what people are going through at any given moment. You don't know how hard somebody is trying to hold it together for whatever reason. You know, you just don't know. So to sit and like judge somebody on yesterday, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, it just feels inhumane, honestly. Especially, like I said, coming from the same people who you're on their page because you want to see what they're doing every day. You want to see what they're driving, where they're going to eat, what they're wearing. You know, what celebrity friends are their actual friends, quote unquote, because just because we see them motherfuckers hanging out on Instagram and shit and kiki and don't really mean they're friends,
they're
right?
Friends.
But you want to be in every part of their life except the trauma or except the lessons that they're actually going through and dealing with. You just want to see the outcome, and it needs to be
Or
perfect.
You just want to watch to poke and critique and pull apart every move that they're making and everything that they're doing.
All in the comments.
And those are the ones that they hate you so much they can't help but to watch you. Hate you so much, can't stand you so much, but can't help but to watch to see what you're doing.
And those are the main ones that get these people so much money, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So much business. You just talk. They name always up in your mouth. Circulating.
Absolutely. So that was one of those things where you just got to give your haters, thank you for loving me. Thank you. You know, you
but
still
real,
love me.
Because you just being... What are you being at the end of the day? Open and honest. Like, even if you were trying to hide it, shit comes out, right?
Always.
So you can either deny, or you can be like, well, shit, this is, y'all can see it now. Like, that is where I was at.
That's where I was at. That's how I felt then.
That's how I felt. What do you want me to do? You know what I'm saying? But cancel, how you canceling somebody for some shit
from 15 years
that they
ago.
Said?
Yeah.
Not even did. Like, some of this shit is like, oh, shit. Like, you did some shit. But, like, you, a mouth is a mouth. That bitch gonna run, right?
All the
Whether
time.
It's speaking truth or not. It's gonna run. So to cancel somebody over some shit that they said, whether they meant it or not, in their past, when they clearly were a different person than they are today, which is usually the case, because the ones getting
canceled,
they ain't canceling a motherfucker that ain't relevant, you know. It's always somebody that you thought highly of and they fucked up because you're just so great of a person and holier
than
thou that, that you don't fuck up. Like, you've never said no shit that if somebody would have recorded it when you said it, your ass would be canceled. Like, Because I know damn well everybody. Y'all done said some shit.
Everybody has been there or done correct. That you said something and you've been like, fuck, did I really say that shit?
Like, hell, even now you'd be like, oh shit, were you recording? Like, were you recording? Yes. Like, delete that. Like,
yeah,
delete that picture or delete that whatever. Like, mm-hmm. people do dumb shit. Sometimes
it's the name of the game. Because how do you evolve if you don't? Shit. How do you evolve and grow right. if you haven't sometimes fucked up in life?
Because you just did it. Yeah. Not because you wanted to be a fuckhead.
Right. A fucked up individual. It's just something mm-hmm. that happened. But the way society is set up, it's like they want you to be extremely mindful. And you almost can't say anything. You but can, then it's just like, well, how do you be authentic and how can you be genuine and be right. who you are? When you and we're not talking about obvious things that are derogatory or offensive. We're just talking about things where, in your opinion, mm-hmm. for you, right, it may right, have right. been offensive, but for another person, it was just like it was. They said it, you know. So don't be confused by what we're. There are some things that are obvious takeaway. They're obvious right. that you're trying to offend and be disrespectful, but some things are up for interpretation. Mm-hmm. Everything is not meant or said to offend or be hurtful to people. So those are the things that we're referencing when we're saying this. We're not saying that everything is okay, and no, we're not saying that. There are times, but these are the things that, as you get older, you learn that from, you hopefully you shit, grow like, from, you evolve, mm-hmm. and you know you won't say that shit again, or at least you won't say it where other motherfuckers might
that part hear that you. Part like, at least and make sure your ass ain't like make sure ain't no cameras around,
which takes us back to the circle you keep
correct
their friends around, because I some of these moments slick. Are private moments, or so you yep. thought they were private moments yep. amongst your friend, you're this, you're this, you're this, and then exactly. on mad day mm-hmm. mad day, y'all know what mad day is, you done got upset with the person, and then all of a sudden mm-hmm. everything comes up and comes out, and now you out here like, well, what the fuck, I thought it was just right. you and I talking, who knew your ass was recording the shit or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. and now you done posted it or done put it out there, and now I'm like the worst person in America right now.
Yeah.
So though that's what we're referring to, and those are the times where you say, well, how honest can I be with my friend, because I fucking right. thought I was exactly. just sitting up here having a regular ass conversation with my friend or my significant other, mm-hmm. or for, you know, for stars, maybe it's a hair, your hair person, your makeup person, whoever you're talking to in your moments that you think are being private mm-hmm. moments, and you're just being you, and then it ends up getting blasted.
And that's the shitty part, because you like, well, these are my friends. So, mm-hmm. or this person cares about me. Even if you don't use the word friend, mm-hmm. it's like, obviously you're talking to me like you.
You're something to me. I employ me you or whatever. Yeah, the I pay you, nigga.
Feel comfortable.
I pay you. Yeah, well, like, okay. You know what, but none of this clearly means anything for some people.
True.
For some.
For some of them, whether you pay them or not. But yeah, yeah. It's just. And I mean, we kind of talked about that too in the episode about being friends with other people, about loyalty, but that's not something that everybody is necessarily defining in the same way, or even hold the same importance. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, you would think I'm open and honest. This stays here. I shouldn't have to say, don't tell anybody, or I shouldn't have to say, right. keep this to yourself, or no phones, or don't, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, some shit should just be a given, because this is an intimate moment between friends and amongst family or whatever, and it's not for the public. That's for if you famous or not, because you know yeah. everybody's been around somebody that got to record everything all night long. Yes. That's so fucking
like
annoying.
You can't even be in the moment because, like, you got a phone up every
right,
2 seconds.
If I wanted to go live, I would go I live. Would live. Like, if I wanted to be, if like I wanted this shit to be like a reality show, I would sign up, nigga. Like, you don't just give all this shit away for free. No, y'all lucky yeah. we're giving it to you in a podcast. Like, you don't get all this good shit for the free.
Right.
Like, some moments, sure. Let them see some. But, like, no, don't tell them everything. We don't need a picture of every single
yeah
event that has taken place that night. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, same thing. Like, keep some shit private mm-hmm. between yourselves. Especially when you got some people that are going to be vulnerable, because they think yeah. this is a friendship that's out of respect and love and loyalty, and we can be open, honest, and genuine. But on a lighter note, do you have, let's see, I guess the answer will probably be no based on your earlier answer, but like boundaries then for certain friendships, like are there certain ones that you are only like coworkers or, you know, hairdresser, whatever that person is, that's not necessarily a close friend. Do you have any of those boundaries set in place for how open and honest you are with them?
Nope. Because I say no, because the people that I talk to are, I consider genuine friends.
Even if like, it's like a hairdresser or
Well, like
nail person. It's people that strike up conversations with you that you tell.
Those are like the surface level conversations. Those are like the basic, just, you know, updates if you ain't seen them in a minute, mm-hmm. or, you know, like you have conversations because like for women, I maybe for men too, but for women, when you go to your nail tech, y'all be chopping it up. When you get mm-hmm. your hair done, you're chopping it up. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on how long you've known the person as to how much you would tell them. Yeah. I don't know if there's necessarily a boundary set in place. I think it just goes by how long you've known them and how comfortable you are with them, because I've seen some people go into the nail shop and the conversation is like at a bare minimum with the nail tech. Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe that's not your regular tech, or maybe you guys just have never established that type of rapport. Mm-hmm. But like for me and my nail person, we talk, and it's the kids, work, yeah. you know, it's still surface level, but we do have conversation. She tells about her kid's father, her boyfriend sometimes, you know, but it's never anything that's too deep or involved. Like I'm sure she would tell her sister or her friends, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Right.
Yeah.
So I think it just depends on the relationship that you have. But for me personally, I haven't established like a boundary where I'm like, this is the cutoff point. Mm-hmm. It's just general
right.
conversation.
Yeah. I guess I would probably say same. And I wouldn't expect necessarily for them to be more open or anything mm-hmm. with me. I prefer you to tell me stuff rather than ask. I don't like asking, right. but I will, because I'm inquisitive and curious, and I do like having conversations. So I would keep a conversation going, asking questions and all that type of shit. But it's better if you just tell me the shit. I don't want to go fishing for it.
Because like, it would be awkward, right? Mm-hmm. Like for our nails, you know, typically that could be an hour and a half, mm-hmm. depending. Your hair could be a couple hours at the salon. We get waxes. That mm-hmm. And that you definitely want to have at least some form of a relationship to me established with the person that is. Okay, for me, I do, because I'm literally busting it open getting a Brazilian.
Yeah, but you've had to go on to multiple.
So I had, and it's different. Been, it takes a minute, and it's yeah. very uncomfortable until that warm up happens. Mm-hmm. And there's been some that we just never warmed up to each other, and I would switch because it's a very, that's invasive. Like they all down in your parts.
Yep.
And I mean, they be in there looking because they're waxers. Yeah. So they want to make sure they get every little hair. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking about face be all in your shit, opening the lips and looking, and oh, there's a little hair
telling
there.
You all about how you they know? Hungover because they can win.
So
the night before.
For me, I would prefer at least some level of communication, some level of openness to a certain extent, because I'm literally open in this bitch. Yeah, so busting it wide. So.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I need, like right now, my current waxer, she actually left the wax spot and has her own spot. So mm-hmm. now I'm going to her.
Oh,
nice. As opposed to still going to the mm-hmm. business as a whole. She's doing her own thing. And because I was very comfortable with her, she gave me her information when she was thinking about, oh, I might be moving jobs, mm-hmm. da, 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 da. And she gave me her information. And so that's what I'll be doing now. And it's nothing against the business as a whole,
right.
but I have grown very comfortable mm-hmm. with this wax specialist. And if she's going to be local and she's still doing the same shit, right. why not
that's,
go?
And that's perfect. You and know that's, what I mean? Again, a relationship. Mm-hmm. They don't always have to be romantic or
right.
know, family. But so, yeah, you open, honest, comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want out of all your relationships. Like, yeah. there's too much energy and it's exhausting to try to keep up with, like, bullshit.
A facade.
And, yeah, like, why be fake and mm-hmm. why do all this shit? And at the end of the day, we need people.
And we're grown.
To survive and to thrive.
We're grown.
Yeah, but what's
why?
Growing to these people?
I guess, but
grown
it should
don't
mean.
Don't mean what it used to mean.
I don't think anything means what it used to mean.
No,
to be perfectly honest, there's nothing
don't.
That means what it used to mean.
Just saying.
But I mean, yeah, technically, ideally, we're adults.
Rome is the new child. Let's be for real.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm just saying, people don't want to be grown anymore.
No, adulting isn't
fun. Like, adulting is some shit. Adulting isn't fun.
It's a whole thing. It's,
like, it's cool.
That's why I tell my daughter, don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush, because adulting and responsibility are not all it's cracked up to be. It's real in the field out here.
Yeah, expectations of yourself.
Man. Like,
can't just walk around being dumb as fuck all the time for no reason.
Well, some...
No, they do. You can't, though. Not if you want to be a respectable adult. Not if you want to be, look like you got your shit together.
This is true. This is true.
But yeah, so openness, honesty. I felt like there was something else I wanted to say and touch on about it, but... I mean, overall, we said, you know, talking about sex or like, what about mental illness? What about, you know, I don't know, some of your secrets or all that stuff included when you say open and honest?
Because I don't have secrets. I mean, I feel like.
I was going to say something, but I can't.
I don't know if I have like secrets from my friends.
No, your own secrets.
Like that I've never told you guys? Mm-hmm. You think I have it? What was you going to say? I don't have a secret I haven't told.
You don't have secrets?
No. There's nothing I haven't told you.
I don't want to debunk everything that I said, but I have secrets.
There's nothing I haven't told. Okay, so for y'all who have been following so far through the episodes, Ray is one best friend and Captain G, who was our co-producer, is my other one. There's nothing that you guys don't know.
Well, like, okay, maybe secrets isn't the right word. Like, old stuff, past stuff. Like, nobody knows everything. So, like, there's nothing that you would take to your grave that you've done. Oh, I guess no. I said yet. So,
because, I mean, I guess, things can happen. There's still time. But as it stands right now, you know, G and I have been friends since 11th grade. So, that's a lot of history there.
Yeah.
You and I have been friends for over, like, 10 plus years. Yeah. That's a lot of history there. Yeah. You've seen me through two relationships because they were both long term. Mm-hmm. He's seen me through a marriage and a couple of relationships. Mm-hmm. And you and I talk about stuff all the time. I mean, so there's really nothing
that's
up to this point.
But I have like secrets that other like people.
What secret? You have a
not
secret
you.
From me? Oh, I was about to say, bitch, cover the microphone and tell me what the fuck the secret is.
It wouldn't be a secret anymore. I don't know. I know I do because I as much as I say like I'm open and honest, mm-hmm. some shit I do keep to myself. Like,
okay.
like to my feelings a lot of the times. Not so much now anymore that, like yes. I used to. But like now I can be more open and honest about them, like with you and my mom and my sister and like my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But like in certain dynamics
right.
of relationship with niggas, basically.
I was about to say, just call a spade a spade.
Not so much. Like, I'd be like, ew, no. Like, I don't feel that way. Like,
well,
I
you are someone who but does like, keep it, you play it close to the vest with your feelings.
Yeah,
everything
feelings
else, you're.
Everything else, I'm open and honest.
Yes.
About. Right. So
yes.
It's like, whoa, I'm an open book.
Except for that one chapter.
Right. Except for that one chapter. One chapter. It's a long chapter, but it's just a chapter, guys. It's just a chapter. Still plenty of book left. Read around it before, after.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's, I guess, which is a little bit different. Yes, I'm open and honest, but mm-hmm. still, you know, I still have that one little part of me
mm-hmm.
that isn't 100%. And I need that though, because I am so fucking open and honest. Mm-hmm. That leaves mm-hmm. me very, very vulnerable when it comes to my feelings. So mm-hmm. I guess that's, yeah.
Now when you say feelings, okay, but I can see stuff, feelings that I may withhold, but... I think it's more so for outside people.
Right.
Like I said, feeling yeah. wise, I think you pretty like, you know, that I cry all the time, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm
now the know. People know.
Well, now y'all now know y'all too. Know. I mean, I'm like the ultra like hard on the exterior, softy on the yeah. inside. yeah, I do. I cry a lot. But, as far as like verbalizing wait, that definitely fuck you.
Shout out to Meg.
The cry baby. That's definitely something that I think you have to build up.
Yeah,
too.
For sure.
You feeling like why? You know, yeah. And then you mentioned something about mental health. What were you saying about like mental health and like how you're feeling mentally and things like that?
So I know we gotta wrap this up in a minute, but
yeah.
I meant in as far as openness and honesty, we kind of just, we talked about it, but we didn't touch on the part that I was actually thinking, which was when it comes down to your mental states and your mental health. Like, mm-hmm. so how open are you when it comes to like how you're, it's feelings again, but how you're feeling, but mm-hmm. like for real, how you're feeling, how you're doing when you need help and that type of help.
I think do you for handle your me, shit on your,
by yourself, because I'm more of a,
keep it to myself. And I think that's kind of attributed to, one, just being a Black woman, I mm-hmm. think plays a part in yeah. that. And then my mother and the women in my family, they're all very strong minded. They're strong. Mm-hmm. Not to say nobody ever goes through anything, but you, it's just that you would never know it
right.
type thing. I was kind of just raised to just be like, you're strong. You can do it. It's, you may be stressed out, but you're going to figure it out. Right. Things aren't going the way you think they should or how you want them to be going, but it, you'll be okay. You're going to figure mm-hmm. it out. And you don't go mm-hmm. around just telling everybody, oh, I'm going through this, I'm going through this. Even now, sometimes I'll talk to my mom and I won't know until I have to like really pry for her to tell me like, well, I'm yeah. feeling like this or this yeah. is going on or something like that. And so that is embedded in me. So when I do feel like I'm down, it's more of a just, I just say to myself, I'll figure it out. If I'm stressed about something, I can be stressed, but that's going to get right. done. I'm going to figure it out. Yeah. So I think those are things that I was raised to kind of keep to myself, whether right. it was said, keep it to yourself or not, yeah. or it was just demonstrated and put on like you keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. It's kind of one of those things where what goes on in this house stays in this house.
Right. Yep.
And so that includes what you're going through, what you're feeling. You, mm-hmm. you're going to figure it out. And I think that's just the name of the game for women, but especially for women of color. It's just what it is.
Right. Which that's why I wanted to. Well, one, that's why I wanted to talk about it. But that's why we're doing this podcast. Right. And that's why we're going to brand it the way that we will when we mm-hmm. do our business ventures. Because we do want it to be a safe space. We do want it to be a place where you don't have to feel judged, or if you do need something, you know, you have a support system full of other women who could potentially go through the same thing, have gone through it. Maybe I'm going through it now. Like, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. And then there's more of us out there that are in the same place or that can help out because we've been in that place, making it through it. Like, whatever the case may be, there's so much support out there and there's so many people feeling the same way. It's like, well, I don't really know who to talk to about this because I don't want to burden my friends or I don't mm-hmm. want to burden my family. And everybody has their own thing going on. And I really just need somebody to talk to. I don't even need advice. I just need to talk. I just mm-hmm. need to cry, or I just need to just do something vent. And feel mm-hmm. free and feel relief from everything that I'm keeping inside because I don't know what to do with it. And mm-hmm. everybody knows if you internalize all that, that shit's cancerous and it's sickly, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we all have to have an outlet and somewhere to get it out. And if it's not your friends because you don't want to burden them, or it's not your family because you don't want to burden them, or it's you're embarrassed or whatever the case may be, I want us to have a community and a team and a system yes. in place so that everybody can feel comfortable and confident so that they can get the help that they need, whether, mm-hmm. like I said, it's a listening ear, whether it's resources, anything, referrals, like whatever, like let's help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what women empowering themselves. Like,
yes,
let's help ourselves, but let's help each other along the way.
Because it's always going to be useful. There's always going to be someone you can learn something from. There's going to be someone. And again, it takes us back to the core of the conversation. How open can you mm-hmm. be with mm-hmm. your friends? We've all had those moments where we feel like we don't want to be a burden.
Right.
Like, everybody has had those moments where you got so much going on, I just didn't feel like piling my shit mm-hmm. on top of your shit. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? But again,
or like you're so happy right now. You just got married, or you just got yes. into a new relationship, or you just had a baby, or like, you know, your life could be going great or poorly, and I still mm-hmm.
I don't want to bring you down.
Like, I don't want to bring you down one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. So. But it's all relationship basis. But when you have true, authentic friends that ride for you and care for you, it's never going to be too much.
Right. You know, you can come. Yeah.
You can come and talk to me, or you can, and I'll listen if you want. What you want, advice? You want, what do you want me to do? Support or advice? And I'll be there for it. So just like Ray was saying, you feel alone or you feel like you don't necessarily have that, we want to have a community where everybody can feel like they
right.
have their needs Correct. Met in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
through us, and we want us all to be together and love on each other. We don't want to be haters. We want to uplift each other. We all women are beautiful, no matter what shape, size, package, whatever you come in. We are beautiful and we are dope.
As fuck.
We are dope.
As fuck.
The job couldn't get done without us.
Period.
And we just want everyone to feel the same way. We want to love on each other. We want to pour into each other.
Yes.
Pour into each other.
Having said that, y'all take a moment when you're done with this. And, you know, shout out your homegirls. Hit them up. Let them know you love them. Let them know you're there. No matter what they're going through, thank them for being there for you. For if you're the friend that it seems like you're the one that is burdening them, or you know, you just feel like you always got something, or you're never the one that's giving the good news, just thank them and let them know you love them and you appreciate them, and that'll be some fucking good news. That'll be great news for somebody to hear. So yeah, do that. And Q, you want to close us out? She don't want to close this out. Okay, she looks confused.
Because I was like, what you... Because, you know, you give information. Yes, you give out the information.
Well, I was going to say, close this out. What are we going to talk about next time?
I think we're wrapping up this whole friendship relationship thing we got going on. And we're going to move on into our man and woman, or man, woman, woman, whatever. Our romantic relationships is what we're going to start rolling into. We're going to roll into those relationships. And I think our first topic is going to be dating and social media.
Ew.
Because we could probably go on all day about dating and social media.
That's facts, no printer.
So I think we are going to roll into that next.
Yeah. All right. So hit us up on the socials. We got TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at The Goddess Babes. Keep an eye out for the YouTube page. That'll be out shortly.
Yay.
And comment on the podcast, on the links anywhere, on Instagram, any of the socials. Let us know if you guys got a topic, if you got something to spill on something that we already addressed. Say what's up, anything. Or even email us at rateandq@thegoddessbabes.com and keep it wet.